Hello.
I'm full, so if I was hungry, I'd be taking a cookie or something. I think Chuck's saying, as he's finishing up what he's doing, this is your meeting, guys.
Yes, it is.
Boom, you got 58 minutes now. If you haven't seen, you burned.
Slough Hollow is rapidly rising due to lake levels. And last year, at this point in time, we put barricades up, road closed ahead, and we did what was called a soft closure, and it's a very popular fishing spot, and people continue to move our barricades. Gene was called late last night from the sheriff's department, saying that we had placed barricades, they'd been moved again. Our barricades are stolen, they're stolen, they're damaged, and they're being moved. My recommendation is to do what I call a hard closure, which is what we did on the bluff road here, and that is to put it up two pieces of concrete K-rail, staggered, so that it, in the event an emergency vehicle had to get through, or the people really wanted to launch their boats, which they're doing down there. Wanted to get your thoughts on that. It was successful down here, and they're not able to steal the signs when it's put up like that.
Gentlemen?
That's fine with me. I think that we need to, and probably should have proceeded with the Corps last week on what they're going to announce. Do they have a meeting? At Harrison next week?
The 7th, yes.
Okay. we need to do something about that particular road. That road needs to be brought to their attention. Not only with all the others, but I'm talking about mainly because of that. That causes a 25-mile
detour
route for the school buses, citizens, and everybody that's down that way. So we need to do something. But the way I understand it, and their proposal to us was that they was going to pay for that.
Yes.
So that's what I was wanting to know is Randy, are you going to the meeting?
Randy is.
Yes.
We need to find out when we can get some money appropriated so that we can get that road fixed. That's not the only road in Tannehill County. We want to make sure that they know that, but that's the one that we need worst. And you got to start somewhere.
I'm fine with your concrete barriers.
Okay.
There you go. You got God from all of us.
We have a question. No,
you say that an emergency vehicle can get through, but a boat and a trailer can't get through. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the reason they're moving the barricades is because people are trying to have access for fishing. I guess my concern would be someone going high speed and trying to and get caught in a water type situation. So if they were staggered, driving onto it, driving forward, it would look like it was a hard closure, but they'd still
have
the opportunity if they forced themselves to go around the closure.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Question to what you said, though, Danny. The meeting in Harrison, what's that meeting about?
5-foot water.
The annual...
It's their basic annual meeting to where they give you an update on their procedure on lake levels and how they handle flooding and...
The official...
And that type of thing, plus...
It's the annual Upper White River Basin Stakeholders and Partners Meeting, Harrison, Arkansas, the Quality Inn Motel Conference Center.
Doesn't say anything about minimum flows?
That it may be discussed, but that's their annual meeting. That's what they discussed it last year, too. Mm-hmm.
That's what they talked about last year.
Okay. It's at 10:30, Harrison, Arkansas, April 7th.
Same location as last year, isn't it?
Yes.
My concern, if the topic is not about the minimum flow, it might be confusing to the subject, and maybe we should address it separately with a letter or something saying,
okay,
what's the scoop on minimum flow? We need to get this road fixed.
What about a hand-delivered letter? let us write out something and then let Randy hand deliver it at the meeting to Lieutenant Rogers. I think that he is very cooperative. I found him, I've been at two meetings where he's been at, and he's very cooperative with us.
Have they enacted the 5-foot minimum flow standards yet?
Yep. I heard they have.
Well, it's...
It's passed. It's just
passed. They just not enacted it yet.
Yeah, it was passed probably years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they've taken any action to do anything yet.
So these conditions we're seeing are just because of the weather?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Add 5 feet to it. That's the reason we need to get something done.
That road's going to be closed to quite a bit of the time if they want to enact it.
Well, I'd go along with you, Danny, and ask Frank to write a letter. Or should we write a letter?
Frank can write one. Just say we have concerns with...
You've worked on that, I know, Frank, and reviewed all their jazz back when, and we're just...
Yeah, it was quite the...
Interested in...
Document.
Where they stand on the roads that we've asked them to improve. That's what you're wanting, right, O?
Yeah.
Update on the overall and then this road in particular?
Sounds good.
Yeah. I asked Randy to sit in for three different topics. One of them is Rosie O'Neill Road. You asked me to come back with more information. It has been maintained by the county for quite some time. It was taken in on a six-month basis only. And all of our records indicate that we've done continual maintenance since that six-month time frame, which I believe was in 95, Randy, I don't remember.
About mid-90s, I believe, on the original petition, I found that. Look on my back here.
Did they have a cul-de-sac at the end of it? They turn around in their driveway.
It actually ends right there in the parking lot.
Is that what it looks like right there?
And yeah. It does have a turnaround there on the drawing. That's basically what I found in the file.
Yeah.
And that's right at the parking lot.
Yeah.
But what I couldn't find, we don't actually have it entered into the system. That particular section of road, we have been doing maintenance on it. The question is I couldn't find anything after that six-month period that they made any room.
And they're wanting snow removal is what they're wanting, right?
That's what prompted this winter.
Right. I don't know that, we have, we've been doing maintenance on it without a actual being into the maintenance system. I don't know, asking for snow removal is a little step ahead of, that's like getting something done for you and then just wanting a little bit more and wanting a little bit more, as far as I'm concerned.
I think there was confusion amongst the crews, the people that respond to that area for snow removal, and then when myself and Randy dug into it, we found there was some confusion in our own files as to what was going on.
Right, what I'm trying to say is, it wasn't officially county-maintained road, but we have been maintaining it.
Correct.
For that period of time.
Yes.
Which fulfills, I think it's a statute that says if you maintain for a certain period of time, I believe it's been brought up before, 5 years or something like that. Now they're wanting snow removal on top of the maintenance we've already been doing, right?
Which was part of the original maintenance also was snow removal.
Oh, was it?
Yes. So really, I guess the question is, do we want to bring it into, officially make a motion to bring it into the county system? It's been maintained for quite some years.
Isn't there a spring in it that is causes a lot of problem? Isn't there a spring in the that is on one side of the road that causes
There is a spring up there, and they have a, at the present time, I went up and reviewed it, there's a 6-inch plastic pipe. That actually needs to be upgraded to a bigger pipe across the road. I mean, it was working, but it was barely handling the water flow.
Well, water flow had been a real problem up there across the road. Freezing water that was running across the road, and that's how I'm familiar with it. Whatever you guys want to do, I'm just... I hate to add any more than what we're doing. I mean...
We're really not adding, just putting it on the books, right?
That's what I think we should be considering right now, is just make it official. We've been doing the maintenance all along. We installed fence lines. We've done some road resurfacing projects on it.
Then you're right. If we're doing the work, I just don't want to do any more improvements. I know you're trying to... Let's not do any improvements like we normally would. Is that what you're saying, Randy, or you want to do improvements?
No, I really don't want to do any improvements except maybe replace that pipe that's currently in there so we don't run into any issues. The surface itself is fair condition. I mean, it's been crack sealed. We've done brush work on it. There is no fence line, basically, or any of that type of work on the road. Just basically want to have something from you guys that we can enter it into the system. When I found that for 6 months only, that...
So do we need it in the form of a motion, probably?
Yeah.
We don't have it posted, though. We just have road and bridge discussions, right?
Right.
Yes.
So we need to post Rosie O'Neill Road? What's the name of the road?
Rosie O'Neill, yes. Post it for next week.
Do we have all the documents?
Yes.
That are good?
Yes. Based on the 6 months, but yes, everything other than officially taking it in by motion, everything else has been handled.
When do you want to do that?
Just whenever we post, the next time we have a meeting. I mean, we're just talking about technicality. There's nothing pressing, correct?
Right. There's.
I mean.
Nothing pressing that I'm aware of.
Okay. I didn't want to do it during a Monday meeting. I caught confusion with when and where and all that.
How about we do it Wednesday? Put it down Wednesday we're doing payroll and everything else.
9:00. Just post it for 9:00. Here, I'll listen to that right now. Frank, can just run that here.
Would you also put in there, I'd like a accounts payable item?
Post. Okay. Okay, go ahead, Frank.
The next one is something Randy's met with the property owner on. It's sort of perplexing. It's a Rosewood in Meadow Ridge addition, and it's at the bottom of the cul-de-sac in Meadow Ridge. Meadow Ridge is a steep cul-de-sac. Most of the property owners have filled in their ditches.
So what this aerial map here I've got to pertains to, you can take a look at it. It's pertaining to basically the end of this street here.
Where's this again?
This is off of Sycamore Church Road in that first subdivision. One of the biggest issues is they really don't provide very good drainage on these hills and steep grades that they have. And, of course, everybody wants a flat yard, so it's basically this residence right here. And the biggest problem, this gentleman added on to his driveway, and doing so has created a little bit of an issue here. We don't have any place for water to go. We do have a culvert here. We've had to add on to it, hit it by a house here. We don't have any way to get rid of water on this side.
Were both of these roads open ditches when they were built, both sides?
Could have possibly been, yes.
I know this one was, and they were mostly filled in, and then this is the one that we filled in a year or so ago.
From that
pond.
Right.
The problem is, water's getting into these people's, well, it's flushing gravel down into their yard. We don't have a drainage easement in here. And
so this is a county-maintained road?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we have a water issue. What's you guys recommending?
One of the in talking with the resident here, you can see where they built this. We're not talking a great deal of water. I mean, it's something we can take care of in a minimal V-ditch type easement. But these people would have to give us a drainage easement. The easiest way would just bring the water down through here. All this is got retaining walls, seeded ground, steep hillside, lots of utilities there. So the best solution is to bring it here. But we need a drainage easement, so it's something that we have a place for water to go and can maintain.
And almost all of the work would be done on private property outside of our easement.
I just got there and asked them where they could, where they wanted the water and direct it in that general direction.
Because the ones that have
an
issue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are they willing to give an easement or some guy?
Yeah, I think they would be. It's
what
there's going to be a little bit of a cost associated if we survey and actually get a description and everything, so it's something that can follow the property, because if they sell, I don't want to do it verbal.
We need to do that right.
The brings up another issue. We've got probably 100 of these cul-de-sacs in similar situations. Some of them, the developer makes it a place for water to go out and works fairly well. But a lot of them, there's no easement, no way to maintain that, and people can fill them in or landscape them, do whatever they want to with them. And there goes your drainage.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I mean, every county road has a turnaround, has a cul-de-sac. What do you do with all the natural flow that's, that you've got? What do you do with a cul-de-sac that's got that's on a flat surface? You know, we're fortunate enough, I guess, to have hills that it's going to run one direction or the other. But are we going to start trying to provide drainage situation?
Let's just put a berm out in front.
Well, that's what they asked about. I mean, is basically maybe even possibly put an asphalt berm around instead of the water coming on them directed around here, but it's going to go somewhere.
Well, look,
joking about the berm.
No, they actually mentioned that.
I know, we had this deal up on, what's the name of that road there?
Clemeter?
No, up on top of the hill where we went, and they had the road dug up. Out there by me, and I can't even
Xenia.
Think of Xenia. We've got the same issue there with that deal, and you wrote letters to them about it. Mm-hmm. They don't even want us. Their solution to the problem was push it over on my neighbor. Drain the water over on my neighbor. You know, those kind of things are... You almost get into a situation.
That's one thing I was a little bit leery of here. If we do something here, every one of these will probably be coming to its next. Well, I got the same problem.
This problem was exaggerated when this neighbor next door made this improvement with this large concrete driveway, changed the drainage pattern of.
Did P&Z approve that change?
I don't think we do.
Okay. Well, I would see if we can get an easement for drainage first and where we'd put it. Because you don't have a cost estimate of what it would cost to do it right. Because a drainage easement we have over here in Forsyth where it's starting to erode near a foundation because we didn't do it properly. I don't know the area. You guys remember that spot, Chuck? Okay.
Wait, I believe.
where we've had a drainage easement, and over time it's eroded, and the ditch has gotten bigger and bigger, and all of a sudden to fix it, now we've got to do, and where does that stop? So I guess first thing I would say is, can you get a drainage easement, and then what would it cost to do it properly to get it past their foundation?
So, and first of all, I want to ask, what's the problem? What's the problem? Is water running in the house?
No.
Okay.
It's just water and a little bit of that gravel and sediment that's coming down and washing into their yard. It's really not causing a problem with the house. They pretty well fixed the problem down below the house and done some of their own to get the water away from the house.
It's supposed to be a curb.
What if this was all manicured yard grass? Would it still be a problem to them? I guess the reason I brought it before you is because I'm questioning whether it's even our issue. Because most of the fix would be on private property.
Whose gravel is it?
The gravel come out from where they put in fill and put in these big landscape rocks and stuff like that, and a little bit of that's just washed out. If that was all seeded...
It's a neighbor issue.
Right.
Tricky. How about we try and work in conjunction with the property owner and help them fix their own problem?
Did we have a problem before the improvement?
It wasn't brought to our attention until recently, after this improvement.
With that, Frank, if you helped me out on that, just thinking, then I would say it's not our responsibility.
And the neighbors are... not talking to each other because of this issue, I believe.
The problem before on this road was on the other side of the road, and of course they've seen us do improvements with the ditch line on the other side, and that's one reason they called us.
So we caused that problem on their side.
Yeah.
Yes.
This side, we didn't cause this problem. Right, Ron?
Is there any...
I don't think we caused it, no.
No, we didn't cause it. It's basically just... moved right down the hill, each homeowner that fills in the existing ditch line, and it just pushes the water farther down the hill till the guy at the end gets it all.
Is those two, the other two lots, they have anything built on them or anything?
Yeah. Well, this one lot has a house on it, right here.
Okay.
This one's got a house on it, and this one, they may own both these lots.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute, it's this lot. This lot's vacant. This is the house.
So, do they have a driveway or anything to...
Yeah, there's a driveway, and this is all sod all the way down to a certain point here, and this has all been cleared, and that's all seeded all the way at the foot of this hill.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you turn the water off here, I can see a big gully and a big canyon in a short period of time. With the type of soil that you see there, they brought clay and whatnot.
Currently, there's not a problem there.
Not now. I mean, not right there. There isn't. Water's just coming down in front of this house where you see some of that erosion in the picture. And it's not big erosion.
Well, and they're not even talking to each other, so it's kind of hard for you to intercede. They called you to intercede into the... matter.
Off the top of your head, is it a $1,000 fix or a $5,000 fix? Or
it's closer to five to make it stabilized ditch.
Yeah. You would have to rock or concrete it, and then plus the scripture and whatever, just getting the easement and legwork, you're going to be up to $5,000 by the time you get there.
Say some more conversation with the property owners out there. I'm going to make a motion to table this till a later date and go back and visit with them. I'm not going to make a decision on it. I may have to even go out and look at it.
So your motion is to table this request? It's really not a request. You're asking for direction, right?
Yeah.
So you're put off, in other words.
Yeah, till somebody's talks to somebody, or you guys drove out and looked at it. I mean, you know what we're talking about.
Well, I know what you're talking. I know where you're. I've not seen this specific case, but I guess I'm saying, has the homeowners come to you and said fix it?
Just The one homeowner has called me and asked, what can we help them do to fix this problem?
Could we change the motion, Danny, to maybe just direct Randy to have a meeting with both homeowners to see if they can't resolve it that way?
Is there a homeowner association there?
I believe there is.
Is that the same one that I've...
Yeah.
You don't want to do that, then?
Well, that's fine. No, it's all good.
Well, the thing of it is this is their community. Do we end up with another problem from a problem we solve here? That's everybody wanting something done. So let's just put it off. Let them have maybe go out and talk to them in a homeowners meeting or something, Randy. Or I really can't. I can't see that every little thing falls upon the county's responsibility. These are Ozark Mountains.
These two homeowners having an issue with drainage that one believes the other caused on them, and they're trying to get the county involved.
Well, that's personally, that's an issue for the courts to settle, if that's that important to them, and it got to the point to where they want to talk to each other. And one, they feel like one, the other homeowner has caused it, the county hadn't caused it, or nobody's caused it, then it's between those two individuals.
Randy's gone on site. Maybe I'll go out with Randy and speak with the home with the complaint. And
I think you're going to be wasting your time unless you get both people in the same meeting. And if they heard from a county employee saying, "Guys, this is really not our issue. We didn't do anything upstream to cause the problem. Can you not come up with a solution? Maybe you say a topsoil will fix this problem, and maybe try to force a conversation, because otherwise." I don't know where it would end. If we do this one, the next landscape remodeling project, we'll have to fix that one.
All the way up the line. On one side, if it's downhill. So,
I don't just like to see you guys. I know it's we can do it. I mean.
Okay. I think I hear what you're saying. Meet with both property owners, Randy and myself, can meet with them and on site and discuss.
Bring us back more.
Yeah, I mean, I think talking to one right now is just going to give you, obviously, one perspective.
Right. Okay.
The next one is a property on Casey Road in Hickory, northeast corner. This has been an issue since the construction of the project.
Casey Road in Hickory? Is that
Casey Road in North Hickory.
Okay.
This is Mr. King, I think, spoke with you last week.
Yes.
Mr. Strahan. She's claiming that she never had water in her front yard prior to the construction.
These pictures were taken right after you had called me. I went out there and took them at that time. So.
Okay, is this the water she's talking about? Where's the water?
That's her house there. And I've got more pictures there I'll show you.
I mean, she called me, though. She had a lake there. After we had the rain, because you said the neighbors call that lake King Lake or something like that.
Well, at least get named after you, Danny. Strahan Stream or.
Well, I mean, what are we looking at here? This is her home. Her home.
I always know
those pictures she took.
When the snow was falling.
Are we?
Now, something you have to realize.
Is this the water impression?
This is during. I'm out because I know when she called me. This is during a 2-inch rain.
This property?
Yes.
There you go.
Where's the water?
Ultimately, what she'd like is her. We've attempted this twice, I believe.
Twice. We've been there and dirt and seeded her yard twice.
There's water sitting behind the trees. You can see these are like volcanoed up.
Yeah.
She wants her entire yard regraded, which we've done. You've surveyed the yard.
The first time we dirted it, we did create somewhat of a low point in the front portion of her yard that was disturbed. So I went out there and took my instruments, and I set up grade stakes for the guys to follow so we could get the positive drainage all the way to the street and not creating low points. And the second time they've got a good job done on it and got a good stand of grass on it, some of the water issues that she has is behind the trees up next to the house, which is all pre-existing conditions. We didn't disturb the trees or even work in behind those trees. We kind of stayed away from the existing.
Her main concern,
Danny, that's one of the water issues, and then the other's right out next to the road. You can see just a little bit of a water standing there.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Mary. Her main concern is that she believes Casey Road was raised at this point in front of her yard and has caused the water to back up into her yard. There's some truth to some of that. What she really wants is her entire yard redone and reseeded and regraded from the house to the street all the way around. There's a letter that I met with her at the school at 8 o'clock this morning. I'll make a copy of it, but it basically says what we're talking about here. The county chose to remove the ditch from in front of my yard and raise the area so it now has a curve along Casey. This now makes the water run towards her house, which it does to some degree in one of the pictures. But you're looking uphill when you look at the side of the home. You're looking uphill, and that water's coming from uphill, not off of Casey. Very little comes off of Casey. She asked for grout. She didn't have a driveway to get to her house one time, so shortly after the project, let's put some chat walkway. It's a tough one. She's
North Hickory Street. As long as we've maintained it, has never had any ditch lines on it. It's basically what you're seeing there, Danny.
Yeah.
It's all runoff from all of North Hickory runs right down the street to Casey Road. It always has.
It always has. How, if it's running downhill, how could it have been a problem? And I guess I'll go out there and visit with her. If she's wanting a ditch, we could do it.
If I put a ditch here,
you're not
going to have a way of draining the ditch unless we redesign one half of Casey Road and get it back down to the highway.
We've attempted twice. I think we've exhausted our resources.
Gentlemen, this is after. I know these pictures were taken. I called Randy. He went right straight up there. It was raining cats and dogs. We had 2-inch rain. Last week. That's when I called him, and Frank was out of the office, and she didn't want to talk to Randy, she said, but I sent him out there anyway.
It's Thursday afternoon when I took those pictures. And
so what do you want to do, Danny? You want to go out there and visit and look?
I'm not wanting to very bad, but I will. I can't visualize how Casey Road's causing a problem on the downhill side of it.
We probably did elevate Casey Road to a certain extent.
Yes.
The back of the curb is higher than what her yard was existing, and we sloped that down to come back to natural grade at her yard about 6 foot behind the curb. Tapered that back like we did the rest of the yards and blended it in as best we could.
Could we not go back out there with some more topsoil and try to regrade it again or not?
Yes, we could. It would be our third attempt, and I'm not sure she would be. I told her this morning that it sounds like you're wanting your entire yard regraded. She says, no, I just want the water spots fixed. Some of the water spots that I pointed out behind the trees, I don't think we had anything to do with, have anything to do with that. She wants her entire yard re-topsoiled, and during this process, I said you will have to deal with dirt and seed conditions, because she wants the chat removed now. She doesn't like it anymore. And I said you will have to deal with some muddy conditions and use your garage as an access or an alternate access. She said, I didn't have that problem before. I don't want to have it when you do it this time either. So she doesn't even want to deal with the issues of going through the process of trying to do that.
I think Danny is always wrong.
Second. All those in favor?
Oh, quick eye.
I'd like to go with you, Mr. Strahan, if we
can go out there. I'll just make another enemy, I guess.
We'll be the last.
You'll do fine.
You'll do fine.
Next.
We're not going to take and pull up base rock we put down that they requested. I mean, I'm just not going to do that.
You just go out there and you come back and give us the recommendation, Commissioner.
Exactly.
I'm pretty open to whatever you suggest.
Randy, we'll get together.
I'll go with you.
Run out there, and Frank's going to go with me, and one of you sat in the truck with the old
car running backed in.
Next.
Next is
well handled.
Round Mountain Road. We discussed a little bit last week when I showed this picture. Randy did some research. There are where the problem is beyond this picture. There's about 6+ property owners that we would have to deal with. There's a lot more than just Mr. Riggins. And the only way to eliminate that long-standing problem is to acquire more right-of-way, because there's about a 4-foot bluff.
Yeah, we got a high bluff along, especially where the old gravel plant. And when you get beyond this field in this low area, it is where one of the areas that floods pretty regularly, and the creek will actually take out our road, and the only thing we can do is fill our road back in. I mean, unless you want to rechannel half a mile of Bull Creek, and I don't know that would totally solve it. Raising the road would be one thing that we could do if one of these days a bridge project happens. But on up the road, we've got 30-foot easement, we've got a high bluff, and the road's been cut in for years, and water just, all it can do is run down the center of the road.
So for informational purposes, I came back to say that we don't have right-of-way to work on in there, and we would need to acquire right-of-way from 6+ property owners, or we can continue to maintain it as we have for years until maybe the bridge project comes through, and then look at it all as one big picture then? Or do you want to...
Well, the chip and seal part of it, you're saying that it'll wash out. Is that what you're telling
no,
me?
No, this part isn't. This part is... this whole section is gravel.
Okay.
The part that's chip and sealed, we're fine with. We're not having the washing problems there.
I want to talk about Mr. Reagan's prop, the thing he's come in and complained about several times. There's a section of road that's gravel there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... How long is it?
It's probably, I'm going to say a mile and a quarter, mile and a half.
It's long.
That's not chip sealed.
That's not chip sealed. I mean, it may, unless I measure it, I mean, it might be a little longer than that, but it runs from Bull Creek all the way over to Gravel Collinworth.
You've just got 30 foot easement.
30 foot is all I can find.
And the reason we haven't chip sealed it is because of the water conditions every year. So the only way to fix that would be to acquire additional right-of-way.
Yeah.
And we would need to raise.
So the ditch is just having the road raised and the ditches is not going to... With 30-foot easement, we can't do much,
no,
is what you're saying.
No. And the elevation of the road is far too low. It's basically creek bottom
creek
height.
Creek level.
Yeah.
We actually don't have what you call ditch lines along that section. It's just basically the road bed, this high bluff, and tree lines or fence row on this side.
We had a situation at Hodge Hollow that was almost the same for that stretch down through there, and we took actually chipped the bluff off with the and elevated the road there. Now, but we're talking a lot of difference because we're talking about two stretches, one about 100 yards long, the other one I think it was probably 200 yards long. We wasn't talking about miles. So, would there be anything wrong with trying to pursue the easement, see what all that was going to, whether we could get it donated or cost of easements?
I guess the first step, I could try to contact landowners along there and see how receptive they are to giving right away,
yep,
before we actually get into spending on a survey.
That's what I would. That's
if they're not willing,
yeah,
no sense wasting the money.
I think that's what the first step that we make, and then that way it at least shows the people that we're trying.
I agree.
That was my question.
Thumbs up. There you go.
(Clears throat) For the past almost two and a half years, I've been signing planning and zoning timesheets for three or four employees. Wondering if it wouldn't be okay if Mr. Coxey took over that. He's aware of their daily in and outs and days off and holidays. Works intimately with that office every day. I work with them on an infrequent basis.
Absolutely.
Yep, I think so.
Yes. Do you need Randy for any more?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You're going to head down to the construction meeting, right?
Yeah. Are you going up tonight? You said something about going up there to that shale tonight. I'll talk to you later. Okay. I'll call you.
So you are going to the construction meeting?
Yeah.
Thank you, Randy.
Thanks.
The two issues we talked about, when it rains, those types of issues come up. But the ones we're dealing with now are just have so many unique things about them. I just wanted to bring them to your attention, especially since Mrs. King is pretty upset.
Oh yeah, she's more than upset. I couldn't get off the phone with her. I stand out in the rain myself, getting soaked, and I call Randy and had him run down right then because it was. The restrictors that had been talked about, and so I had him go right down there, and there was more water, everywhere than this little problem.
It's not like we haven't tried. It's not like I haven't had good conversations with her. So I look forward to going out there with you.
I hope you look forward to it, because I sure don't.
The three employees that are on long-term furlough or layoff, I talked to Dixie last week. There's a one-year, that extension is for 1 year. And at this point in time, just want to let you know that and wanted to, I'm getting calls from them wanting to know their rehire date, come back to work date.
How quick are you going to start chipping and sailing, Frank?
We're shooting for 45 days from today. From now, as soon as hot mix plants and cold mix plants really start,
because one of those guys is operates the chip and seal machine for.
I think last year was his first year. Yes, he did. He did help Brian with the chip seal machine.
Yeah, and Brian said that he actually could run it. So that would be a time frame that you could discuss with him. I guess probably would be. Are you gearing up for 30 to 45 days?
We're awaiting the hot mix plants to be able to supply material for us, but that's our hope right now, yeah.
Yeah. What do you gentlemen think?
I would just instruct Mr. Preston to make sure we need the personnel before, that's all I would have to say.
I guess I would ditto that. If you need the help.
Okay.
When you get to a point, because we're getting 15 minutes, I want to go into executive session. I could ask you a question outside of executive session, but I think that it needs to be asked inside.
We've got Mr. Berry at 2 o'clock, and Frank doesn't mind to idle. I don't imagine that's going to be a very long meeting.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 5 minutes.
Mr. Berry's meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stephanie called back, and she talked to you. I guess she's talked to both of you one time or another.
She talked to me, but I just...
Anyway.
I saw her about... 2 months ago.
That's what she was talking about.
No, I saw her about something else, adoptions. Oh. I didn't talk about any issues.
That's about how long this has been going on. Mm. So.
I don't think it'll take just a few minutes to clarify that.
Yeah.
If we run out of time, Frank.
I've almost completed the letter to the Corps in regards to those two roads that we want access to. Do you want that to go through Bob for draft review, or you?
Yes, please.
Go through Bob.
This is the summarizing what we've talked about with the court.
Yeah. That Chevy Springs and Lightning Springs, and then for us to send a letter.
What we're proposing, yeah.
The letter, my understanding, was just in regards to the county taking over maintenance of these roads at a very minimal standard, yeah. Class 6, no upgrades at all, just to provide legal access to these two properties.
Right, core, basically a core standard where we just touch
yes.
it.
Yes,
yeah,
right. Yes.
It goes to Ron Yarger and one other person, I can't remember. There's four houses in there, but I'd send everybody that's in that location a letter.
First, I'll go through Bob and then...
Because they wanted $500 a piece from them. You know, mm-hmm. they asked us, I said, you can charge them if you want to, and we're not in the business of charging them.
Right. I have a pre-Coon Creek construction, pre-Tenicomo Bridge construction Coon Creek traffic count, and post or during construction, and there's an increase of 200 to 400 cars per day on Coon Creek, we believe, due to the construction activities.
It's been a lot less than what we thought, but I think that when they reach another stage in their bridge deal, that it will increase even more. Only one time have I noticed any difference in the traffic where they had the road blasted and stopped. And I've heard other people say that they've had to wait long periods of time on both sides of the bridge. But other than that, I don't think that...
In general, the comments I get from the public are they're surprised by the lack of impact that
yeah.
the construction's actually
had.
I don't know if you received a copy of this letter from the Christiansons.
The other boy?
Yes.
Yep.
They also talked about the thanking the commission for and the county for the Coon Creek improvements. Through the Missouri LTAP program, there is a motor grader training school April 22nd. No cost for admission. I'd like to send four people, four different people, then went to the latest hammer training. It's in Springfield. It's at Fabic Cat. It is about a six-hour course in grader operations.
Are these new people, or are they people that's already experienced grader operators?
I would discuss it with the supervisors in their meeting and see what they thought their needs were. I don't have a feel for their operations and or their operators. Would you want brand new people to go to that have never operated grader?
No, no, I'm just thinking about people that they use part-time that they thought might need some improvement. Because I do put people on mm-hmm. training purposes during certain
right.
jobs, and where safety issues is not a, safety is not an issue, is what I'm trying to say.
I'd be in favor of picking four.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay.
Assuming you'll take a county vehicle to drive up there and.
Yes.
All the normal frugal measures.
And then the last thing I had on my agenda was to talk about cost per mile activities that I've been working on forever. The numbers that I gave you last week, I want to say are within 10% to 20% either way. From as accurate as I can get with the information that I have. What I've learned through this entire process is that the accuracy of our paperwork from the crews into our office, into the cartograph system, they've done a great job in learning how to do paperwork and bringing the paper to work to us on a regular basis. But there's still room for improvement, and I think that room for improvement with some slight modifications in training and teaching them how critical and important it is to have accurate paperwork and numbers, so that when I'm asked to do a report or a query on any type of thing that we do, I can feel very confident in those numbers.
So this is your per mile cost based off of the width of a road. So it's a
based off of 20 feet wide
road.
It entails, I have a listing of all of the things that it entails as far as maintenance. Included in these annual costs are the following: all maintenance activities, such as, but not limited to, repair and maintenance of existing surfaces, These include the rebuilding of various sections or segments of road. This may be in preparation of a surface treatment such as chip seal or building a road that was taken in. Building roads that are taken in, it's not uncommon for us to spend $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, up to $50,000 for roads that are freshly taken into the system. Also included in these activities are brush trimming, crack sealing, culvert cleaning, culvert installation, culvert repair, debris cleanup, ditch cleaning, driveway repairs, fence work, grading, mowing, paint striping, snow removal. Every activity that we do is incorporated into these costs here. Our chip seal costs are high according to industry standards, but in doing the research, what I found was that there's certain segments of our roads in eastern Taney County that were built on base material that was not thick enough to withstand time, weather, or the traffic load that it's getting. So some of the roads, for instance, this reflects 2009, some of the roads required considerable reconstruction. It wasn't just a chip seal over an existing road. It was rebuilding large sections of those particular roads. So our costs are inflated on the chip seal side, and I would anticipate in time when all of the roads have sufficient subbase material under them that those costs would go down.
So what's your mile for chip seal based off those 9 numbers?
Chip seal, 14.7.
Okay. Asphalt?
7,500.
And gravel?
4,900.
And you, I mean, Frank and I met last week, I think it was last week. You expect chip seal to be high again this year?
I do.
And next year?
Quite
possibly. The year after, because it's going to take 4 or 5 years for these roads to get upgraded to a point where they don't have to be rebuilt all the time, correct?
There's some variables there. Not all of the roads that were built in Taney County were built what I would call substandard. A lot of them are good, but I don't know to what extent until they deteriorate, as they did with this last winter. And what happens is they're built on minimal base with on top of clay, and when the moisture content gets to a certain level, the roads start pushing and shoving and pumping, and the only way to repair that is to cut it out and dig it out and add some base material underneath.
So that was 4,000 on a gravel road, 12 on chip.
4,900 on gravel, 7,500 on asphalt, and 14,700 per mile on chip seal.
At 20 feet wide, on average.
Can you email me your new, is that the document updated then?
Yes.
Can you email that to us?
I will do that.
So, did I, asphalt was
7,500 a mile.
And chip seal is?
14,700. We're rebuilding all these roads is what we're doing.
So why would it, I don't understand our numbers, it would cost more to keep an asphalt road than it would a chip and seal.
Typically it does, but we're doing what I would call major reconstruction efforts on our chip seal roads.
Okay.
For hundreds if not thousands of feet on end. Certain Frank Ray Road last year, close to 2 miles were completely rebuilt before the chip seal. So you add that cost into the chip seal, it puts too much weight on the scale that probably shouldn't be there. It's a burden that needs to be fixed, but if, as we continue on in time, that burden should go away. These roads should not deteriorate to that level.
So do you have your mileage as far as how many of each we've got?
I do. 331, I believe, of chip seal, 156 of asphalt, and 55 of gravel. Should total to 455. I may be a mile or two off on one of those categories.
Okay.
I can step out for a few minutes for your 2 o'clock.
Yeah, or hang around, what are you going to do?
I'm fine.
We're ready.
Come on, yeah, Jim. We could go forever. So why don't you come on up here, Frank, and We know that we're going to have to continue on anyway with Frank after here. So.
If you want to, you can sit up here.
You're not going to let Frank off that?
No. No, he knows. He knows the drill.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks always for the opportunity to talk to you guys.
We've had, I guess Danny had visited with Stephanie or something about the inside things, and we just need to clarify that, I think, right?
Right. That's it. As far as I know, she had called, and that I think they'd had a couple of pit bulls in and tore some gates up, and she wasn't being able to use those particular kennels, and wanted to know if the county was going to replace them. And I told them that I didn't know under the contract what the procedure would be, because we had issued a check, and actually went to Mr. Finley, and we had issued a check for the full amount of the budgetary process that took place to you for the amount that was budgeted. So I didn't have any idea about, I haven't looked at the contract to see what all was on it. I know that we were responsible for all exterior structure, AC, I think even the heat or something, so, but I don't know what all Jim did. Or is it your... in your thought process that we owe for the gates, or we didn't think we did? Or...
Well, first of all, let me apologize for that, because that's a breakdown on our communications, because Stephanie, under my management style, should not be making those requests to you.
Okay.
That has not been discussed with me. I was not aware that the gates had been torn up, but so that request, if it should have come from me to you or from... But anyway, that's past it, so we need to address that issue. And of course, I will be quite honest with you. I had not given any thought to the gate getting torn up or that sort of thing. So in that particular item, in my opinion, is not going to be covered in the lease agreement, specifically to say what would happen, because I would have interpreted, had you asked me, I'd have probably said, no, that was our responsibility to do that.
That was my thought.
Under that general category.
Right, and it just took place under, it actually took place while you were happened to be gone and
okay.
On vacation.
And that's, I wasn't quarreling, but I just, right. I don't like, from my standpoint, I don't like for that type.
Right.
For that way the communication to be. But just under the covenants of the agreement, it specifically says that obligations of the tenant and the obligations of the owner, and it was generally, as you said, the landlord shall have the express obligation to make promptly, after the necessary necessities arise, such repairs to roof and structure and plumbing and electrical and the exterior of the building of which the premises is made, to order to keep the building in good repair and condition. And it would be my opinion, if it needed repainting inside, if it needed cleaning or waterproofing inside, if repairs needed to be made to the gates and that sort of thing, that would be under the general maintenance of operating the kennel.
Right.
That would clarify that up. And I know there's been probably another question or two about how far do we extend, and I try to be, from my perspective, be real careful on what my expectations was. For instance, I think I asked Jim one time to, if his road bridge department could stop by and open up the culvert and that sort of thing, and y'all did that. And I knew that was just sort of an outside request that
right.
We had. And in some occasions, I might even ask you to do something like that if I knew you had the equipment to do it, and then you want to bill me for it. But, you know, that's...
We had snow removal out that way whenever, actually, there was some people that needed to get some dogs were picked up, and we
yeah.
had the, so we run. Matter of fact, Stephanie was bragging on Road and Bridge that hardly the call was yeah. made before they were there and cleared the roads, and so that was That was,
you know, I would think that y'all would put that in some sort of priority, like
right
for any other citizens to, you know, we've got to be able to get there to tend to the animal. Mm-hmm. To us getting a four-wheeler in there with somebody to work is one thing. Right. Getting somebody to drop or pick up an animal is something else.
But, right.
No, Danny, you know, to answer your question specifically, I probably would have never made that request for you.
Right. Well, that's fine. And it wasn't a big deal, but it needed to be answered.
And I appreciate that. And as I said, I'm not being critical of Stephanie. She's in the learning curve just like the rest of us. And she doesn't know the answer, and I'm not available, or Linda's not available, she probably would ask that.
Right. I think she went to the way I understood it now, she had went to Linda, and that request came from both of those ladies too. That's because you were gone. They didn't, and I forget what we had in the discussion. There was some of the things that you had done on your own. You reported last time, I think, where you had boxed in the breezeway and put a washer and dryer and several things like that, but this was in the same topic of conversation, and that's how that ended up on the table. And I just visited with Rick, and matter of fact, I think he had a specific date. I think it was February the 15th or something like that we had wrote you a check for the entire.
Oh yeah, y'all. That was the agreement, and y'all did send a check for the entire budget.
So there was really no. I'll just be truthful with you. We discussed even whether we seen it on there. I had requested that it be put on there, 3 weeks ago, didn't Nikki say, or something like that? And so that we thought about calling you and then thought, well, the time frame, it's our fault. We've got him within an hour, so we're going to ask you to come on down here and ask him.
That's fine.
Settle that problem.
And I was sure, I think we talked about that briefly, you know, when we were signing the documents. That there could always be a question come up between tenant and owner, landowner, or property owner, because I think he'd probably have that even if I were renting an apartment from you as to who's going to do what, and if we tear up something or whatever.
What about, and I didn't know, are you guys responsible for the grass mowing and stuff like that?
I would say that, which we would be.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. But I think it would be really it's going to be pretty limited and probably done with weed eater.
Yeah.
Because as far as the animal shelter, there's not much grass to mow.
Right.
Now, our range, we've got a situation there.
Right.
That
and we take care of it. And if that could be one of those situations where you might want us to go ahead and do it and, bill you for it or something.
Or if you got a crew out there doing it.
That's what I'm saying. There's no, why I have you guys bring a crew out to the job site when we've got a crew out there that's going to be doing the other part of it.
Somebody there to let them inside the fence, and they could run a weed eater inside the fence and around the well house, that'd be fine. If not, I think they've been accustomed to doing it.
Yeah.
I think we left a couple of weed eaters behind, how good they are. And
I know they have used the weed eater since we've been out there.
Doesn't sound like a problem there. What else?
I think everything's fine. I think it was just something that needed to be answered.
Well, I certainly appreciate an opportunity.
Wish we had just called you. We discussed it an hour or so before you got here and said, well, we should have just called because, but we enjoy seeing your face, so that's the reason.
And we still have instances occur. I know we got a bill from the tire company over in Hollister for some tires for two or three different trucks, and one of them was listed as a sewer truck, and one is a sheriff's department truck, and so the other people are still having a little problem. Between us and Rick, we usually catch those kind of things pretty easily.
All right.
Truck looks nice. I didn't know we had a red truck that we transferred over with the deal on it till I seen it coming from Taneyville the other day. And
the sheriff put, it was, I think, his chief deputy's truck.
Right.
And they had removed the police light bar off.
Yeah.
And but Jimmy had this other one. There's not a, it's more of your road and bridge type bar. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the red lights on it. And Jimmy had your guy put that on when we.
Yeah. It's a nice looking vehicle and looks good.
And it's running. If we did that, put a set of tires on it, and had to, I think that had a head gasket that we had to replace on it, but we did that.
I just about forgot. We had a comment this morning in our public comment section bragging on the county commission for turning that over to you guys. And then he went on to have a question about vicious dogs. And Don Earhart, you may know Don. And I told him I'd be glad to visit with him. And I think maybe our ordinance covers what his concern was. The sheriff department, whoever took his phone call, maybe didn't know about it. So I don't think we got an issue there. But did we get you a copy of our ordinance?
I have a copy of your ordinance. And there is a question that we may want to talk about sometime about that one, because the ordinance over that went forth for the city of Branson is a lot more specific under their city code about vicious dogs.
Okay.
And I know you guys actually adopted a policy that's not part of your ordinance, unless if you can't read it, because the policy y'all established and set up at the kennel about vicious dogs and how they to be handled is more of a policy of operation. Because if you read your ordinance, the ordinance could be interpreted as requiring a court action before a dog could be declared vicious and could only be decided by the judge. And I think when I talked to Bob Paulson, y'all went back and adopted the policy to clarify that, which you said it.
I think we actually amended our ordinance.
Well,
I may be wrong.
So maybe I need to look and see if there is a later date or an amended ordinance that way, because the city of Branson specifically says that that only their city judge can declare the dog vicious. We can pick it up and hold it, but not as a vicious animal until a court hears our evidence and says that. And yours doesn't quite imply it that way. Y'all based on a certain set of criteria, the dog can be declared vicious. And
well, the book that we have is pretty specific on what we've passed on what days, so you may want to check to see or...
We might.
I'll make copies for you.
Get you a copy of it.
I'll research that and be sure.
Okay.
But I check with Bob, just be sure that I have the latest copy of that.
Correct.
So you guys won't have to worry about it. But I think I did talk to him about it a little bit. But we did have a case come up. I think somebody maybe even come by and talk to him or to one of you guys about we were holding a dog under our policy, and they were kind of challenging it as to whether we could do that or not. To my knowledge, we haven't had a real issue with that. We've actually changed our mind a couple of times because I didn't feel like they had really had enough evidence to declare that dog vicious under our own criteria.
I think public awareness has been quite effective because we don't get calls and complaints now from to the commission, and so I know at least the transfer public awareness has taken place, and I don't know how many you receive. I guess you get, Stephanie used to keep reports on complaints.
We keep a call log and of all of them.
But
I think we even got it set up on the nuisance too. And I think that's working. Y'all probably still get some.
I appreciate as a matter of fact, we had talked about it this morning, and then we had a headline, I can't talk today for some reason. Letter that you send out is impressive as far as actually getting someone to pay attention to what's being wrote, and it's not coming from the county commission, but the health department, and I think it just puts a whole different light on it. And we were talking about it this morning. I think it's quite effective.
And, you know, every once in a while we actually do get a volunteer compliance.
Yeah.
Based on
the letter,
but that's not 100%, of course.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's working better, I would think.
Chuck
deals with the most. He's the front person from the commission office, and sure seems like it's working better than it was, but...
Yeah, I think there's still a few individuals that have a record of complaint calls, and we're probably never going to stop them totally.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Okay, guys.
Good day.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Hey, Jillian, do they need
now
to set up?
If I need a welder to rebuild some of those things, and I
And you want to use it and then let us...
Let you do it for us and just keep up with time.
Yeah.
Would that be acceptable
That's acceptable to us. Hey, you guys are fine with that, aren't you? I mean, us sending a welder out there to redo the doors and then just bill
would
us.
Would that be possible?
I don't think it's that kind of project. I think you're going to have to take them off. And Ozark Fence in Springfield is the one that built them for us.
Okay.
If it's the one that's in the back... The ones up front, then yeah, maybe a welder would be there.
In fact, I got to have a meeting with Linda when I get back to the office.
I bet it's the ones in the back because they're chain link and they may take them off. I think we had to do that once before we did the changeover. The front ones, they're solid, and yeah, it might take a welder or something.
Okay.
But yeah, we'd be glad to help as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
All right. All
right,
then.
Good to see you,
Barry. Good to see you guys.
All right.
Did you get rested?
Yes, I'm rested. I'm ready.
At 3 o'clock, they just want a few minutes to set up for it, so we can try to close this down within 30 minutes.
We're okay.
Yeah, it's going to be less than that because I just want to...
Motion going to executive personnel, I guess?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Give it a moment. I know.